I didn't see him fall, sir. Karn was already running toward the aorta. Because he doubled back.
What?
Thumil panted hard to keep up with him. They were going to have to talk about his drinking and maybe a regimen with the weights.
He went under the walkway, sir. Must have clung to the struts like the Undercity Gabunas. He's heading back up.
Karn retraced his steps to the scriptorium window, but if the intruder had come back this way, he'd moved fast. Except for Jarfi's livid corpse, there was nothing inside but books, and no sign of movement on any of the adjoining walkways. He was about to turn back when his eye caught the bookcase opposite the window. Where there had been a space before, there was now a full shelf of chronicles. Thumil came alongside, bent double and wheezing.
It's Bach, Karn said. The book is...
A black, garbed figure emerged from an upper window. It paused on the sill, as if shocked to see them below. Beneath the cowl of its cloak, onyx eyes glistened from a gray face, craggy and rough-textured like granite. It was small, no more than chest-high to a dwarf, and lithe as a cat. It raised a hand, holding a sleek metal wand. Karn shoved Thumil back against the wall as lightning fizzed and crackled from the rod and blasted a chunk out of the walkway. He rolled back into view and hurled his axe. At the same instant, the fane leapt from the windowsill. The axe hit stone with a chink. As it fell, the fane fell too, but then a silver disc materialized beneath the creature's feet. When the axe clattered to the walkway, Karn was already sprinting for the edge. The disc sped off and he flung himself at it, caught hold of its rim with the tips of his fingers.
Karn!
Thumil cried, but Karn couldn't see him. All he could do was cling on as the disc skimmed between the two parallel walkways and banked into a steep dive. A booted foot came down on his fingers, and the fane took aim over the edge with its wand. Karn let go with his free hand and swung aside from another blast of lightning. On the return swing, he lunged up and swiped the wand from the fane's hand. Shouts went up from the red cloaks milling on the walkways. A crossbow bolt zipped past his ear. Another hit the disc and clattered off. Down they spiraled, rocking and tilting each time the fane tried to stomp on Karn's fingers. Into the undercity they soared, over the glimmering waters of a canal. The lanterns hanging from barges were no more than streaking blurs of amber as they passed. From some hidden cleft, a Gabuna shrieked, and then, with a sickening dread in his belly, Karn saw that they were heading straight for the moonlit surface of the Sag Erda.